Today is Thursday the 25th of November, and thank God I'm now in Sala. At the moment, sitting in the car outside the garage where my duff tyre is being fixed. Yesterday I left Tamanrasset with an Algerian hitchhiker. I could have done without, but anyhow, had him with me and went about 300 kilometres or so, and of course had a flat, the same one, the big patch flaking off. So I took it right off and put on five smaller patches and set off again. Just dreading it happening every minute of the way. Drove into the night, which is not very clever, but going through the Arak gorges, there's a lot of road building going on and it's a bit messy, and I didn't like to stay there the night. So I wanted to drive through Arak Gorge and got near Tajimat and stopped there. And then this morning the tire was down a little bit, so I pumped it up and then once again carried on with another 270 or 280 kilometres to go. And thank goodness it lasted. I was really worried all the way. But it lasted. The road is very, very rough on that section from Tamanrasset, incredibly corrugated. And even where you go off, you've got to go so slowly. And I must admit, I was going slowly, but I wasn't really going slowly enough. I was in no mood to go slowly, I suppose. I just wanted to push on, but at the same time I knew I shouldn't. But anyhow, we made it. Got into Insala, where I went straight to the garage to see if I can buy a new tube, but they haven't got one my size. So, decided to go and have something to eat and fill up with petrol. And then I thought, well, I better check the tyre again. I found the pressure was way down. So I thought, well, that's no good, it's not going to last any time. So I drove round to the garage again, and sure enough I could hear it hissing out slowly. Again, the patches that I put on yesterday are beginning to lift. There's such an enormous cut in the tyre. So the chap is putting on a very, very big patch now. He's taking two sessions of vulcanizing it, so it's quite large, and I just hope that it holds. Somewhere along the way, I must get myself a new tube. The change from air conditioning to using the heater in the last few days. I haven't used the air conditioning, I don't think, since Niger, because now it's so bitterly cold every night, and even during the day it's still quite cold, so I have to have the heater on. And this is another reason why I don't like stopping, and I had ideas of stopping off in Morocco, but with this sort of temperature it's no fun camping, and so that's just one reason for pushing on. Last night I got to just north of El Galea and stopped there for the night. It was a very good day's run actually, nearly or roughly 700 kilometres, which is quite a lot in the desert. When I went into El Galea with about 1 litre of petrol left in the car, I could hear a thump, thump, thump at the back, which is obviously the great big patch of rubber on the tube going round and round. So it was just a reminder that I'd better not try and drive too fast, or the whole thing may fly to bits.